Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. You may have heard someone say, or you may have said, I'm in favor of the church, but no one has to be a member of the church to be saved. Do you understand the full implications of that kind of reasoning? If one can be saved outside the church of the living God, he can be saved without being elected or forgiven or redeemed or reconciled or adopted. Why would I make such a statement? The book of Ephesians affirms that all spiritual blessings in heavenly places are in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. And what does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? Can a man be in Christ Jesus and not be in his body, which is the church of the living God? Ephesians 1:22-23. The truth, dear friends, can hardly be any plainer. Salvation, redemption, reconciliation, and forgiveness are all spiritual blessings, and they are all in the church. All of these concepts, salvation, reconciliation, forgiveness, and redemption, are biblical and very vital to our understanding of our relationship to the Lord. But I shall dwell today on just one of these topics, redemption. The word redemption means to release by payment of a ransom. If, for example, a child is kidnapped, the kidnapper will likely ask for a ransom. He is telling the parents or guardians, whether or not he understands the language, that he is demanding a ransom payment for the release of their child. He is demanding that the child be redeemed, or some tragic consequence will follow. Before human beings obey the gospel and become members of the New Testament church, they are in bondage to sin. Paul tells the Roman Christians that they were bondservants to sin before they obeyed the gospel. When you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Romans 6:20. God Almighty knew of man's hopeless and helpless condition without Christ and without the gospel. So he sent Jesus into the world to redeem us from sin. Jesus himself said, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. The word ransom in this verse is one noun form of the word redeem. In other words, Jesus came to this earth to pay the ransom for our release from the bondage to sin. The Apostle Peter urges his fellow Christians to be holy and to pass the time of their sojourning here in fear. 1 Peter 1:16-17. He then tells them one of the reasons for his admonition. Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. When we think about the high price paid for our release from sin, how can we fail to love God and to obey the gospel? How can God's people neglect the great salvation? In the following passage, Paul does not use the same word we have been discussing, but the message is the same. What? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, and which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. My friends, if you believe one has to be redeemed to be saved, then you need to realize that redemption is in the church. Paul said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1:6-7. My friends, obey the gospel today and be redeemed from your sin. Thank you, and may God bless you.